So, hello, and I'm actually saying to you, good early evening. I am out on an early evening walk, having quite impromptu decided to do this evening. I've got my phone in one hand and some scribbly notes in my left. And I've just discovered today that this is Mental Health Awareness Week, and I have a blog all ready to go for Wednesday. And I thought to myself, no, the subject that I've written about for this week just doesn't sit right. I feel it's a good blog, but it's not for this week. And so I decided that very quickly I needed to do something else. So I'm out here on the edge of a rural town with a housing development to my right, and to my left I'm looking out to the countryside, which I shall be obviously showing you with these photographs. So why am I doing this audio? It is going to be a little bit longer this week because I feel I've got three messages to say that are important with regards to Mental Health Awareness Week. Firstly, I was talking to somebody today who said we were having a conversation about illness and disease and nutrition, because we were both very interested in that. And she said to me, the biggest illness or disease we have is loneliness. And I really resonated with that. And I told her about this blog and what I was doing, and she was really interested in it. And I think what I want to say is that, and I don't have the citation anywhere, it's something I read a while ago, but it's actually being discovered that loneliness is actually as bad for us as smoking, and that we all need more connections and more people. And I've recently just come from the house where I listen every week to the Country File here in the UK on a Sunday evening. And as it's Mental Health Awareness Week, they've talked about mindfulness and importantly being out in green space and nature. That also includes being out in the garden and gardening. So one of the things that I really, really eventually want to do with this blog is I would love to get a local walking group together and to combine that with writing. And this then comes the second point of this audio today. I feel that when you're walking with somebody, you can walk with a person and you can walk with a thing. The person, of course, is a friend or close contact or somebody that you regularly walk with. And I have just that person that I walk with on a fairly regular basis, and it gets me up and out, and it's something that's fixed and that I make the effort to do. But I also feel that I walk with my pen, and this is where I want to combine the walking and the writing. I know there are separate walking groups and there are separate writing retreats and walking groups, writing groups as well. You see, this is not scripted. All these audios are just off the cuff. And for me, my pen is my friend. By putting that pen to paper, I make that connection and I'm talking to the page. And the pen doesn't judge you. You can either write something, evaluate it, reflect on it, get it all out onto the page and then destroy it. Or you can keep it, go back to it after maybe something has happened, or you've set a goal, or you're going to see how something works out. And you can reflect and see what you've put and how you feel now. So for me, this connection of walking and writing is hugely important for me. And it's something that I would like to incorporate in any further work that I do. So the relationship with my pen is also very important, as much as it is walking with someone. So I would ask you this week, how are you feeling? Who can you walk with this week? Who could you talk to this week to just lighten the load or to make things a little bit better? And the other thing about this whole blog, and this comes to my last point, is that Firstly, I would just like to thank you so much for everybody's contributions, comments, verbal feedback, written feedback on various social media platforms that I've had. People have described this as uplifting, inspiring, and I've had some super feedback, and I really thank you, and it gives me so much encouragement. For me, this has been already, I think, 6 weeks in now. Such an incredible journey. I've now got my bird app on my phone. Last night, you probably know that we've had all the excitement of the Aurora Borealis, and I missed it, and I tried to go out last night and see it, and I didn't see it. But I heard this bird in the night. We were in the middle of the countryside, and I thought, what bird is this? What bird is singing? So I put the app on, and it was a nightingale, and I've never heard a nightingale. And for me, that was as much thrill as seeing the Northern Lights. So I didn't come away disappointed. And on my short stretch of walk now, there have been 9 birds in a little group of trees that I've now been able to identify. So for me, this journey, this walk that I'm on with this blog, is being truly transformational for me, and therefore I hope it is offering somebody something out there that's inspirational to you. So on Mental Health Awareness Week, I would say look after yourself, walk with someone, talk to someone, and get out into the green space. And for the very short written extract that I'm going to leave with you, which is very short because time is very precious this week and I have very little of it, is I'm going to just leave you something from my mindfulness book about the benefits of nature and mindfulness. So, okay, take care. Thanks very much. And I look forward to seeing you all again here next week. Bye for now.